It could have been worse.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. The U.S. economy contracted last quarter for a record fourth straight time. The gross domestic product shrank by 1%. That report from the government just a few minutes ago. It's a revised figure, but it matches what the government said earlier, and that's kind of good news because analysts were expecting today's GDP news to be a downward revision. Also this morning, we just learned first-time jobless claims fell a little bit last week. Let's figure out how we should feel about all of this. Joining us live is Greg McBride, senior financial analyst at Bankrate.com. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning, Bill.
So the economy shrank by how we thought it would shrink. We hear so many numbers and revised numbers. I don't know. How are you feeling about this GDP news?
You know, I think this is a bit of good news, just in the sense that, as you mentioned, we were expecting this number upon closer scrutiny to be revised down lower from what the initial estimate we got a month ago. The fact that it wasn't is good news, and I think bodes well for the third quarter.
When you look closer at the numbers, you know, they break out what's going on in the economy. What did you find interesting, Craig?
Well, the main takeaway here is that it's government spending that's been the key contributor, and that's at the federal, state, and local level, that everything else is still in retrenchment mode. It's the government spending that really prevented the downturn from being worse than it could have been in the second quarter.
Well, that makes you wonder then what happens after, say, the government stimulus spending tapers off.
And that's where the uncertainty lies. The question is the consumer going to pick up the slack? And I think it's going to be some period of time before we know that for sure. In the third quarter, we're seeing an uptick in home sales because of the first-time homebuyer tax credit. That'll help. But beyond that, I think there's going to be a lot of uncertainty about just when the consumer is going to pick up the ball and run with it.
Yeah, people wonder what happens when temporary stuff like cash for clunkers and home sale credits go away. I want to ask you about the first-time jobless claims falling a little bit last week. Big deal or not?
Nah, not much better, not much worse. But that's progress in and of itself, considering that just a few months ago we were seeing accelerating job losses, and we're not seeing that anymore.
Greg McBride's a senior financial analyst at Bankrate.com. We appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bill.
In other news, the luxury home builder Toll Brothers says it lost $472 million last quarter, thanks in part to a big tax hit. The company says it does see signs of improvement. Nationally, new home sales have risen now for 4 months in a row. Let's check the numbers. Europe is flat right now, just about where it began yesterday. Asia was down a little bit today, down about 1%. China said that it's going to have to rein in some excessive investment in steel and cement. And yesterday on Wall Street, the S&P 500 added 0.2%, some better than expected retail earnings, and those new home sales I mentioned. The NASDAQ was up 0.1%. The Dow rose 4 points to 9,544. The Dow, by the way, is at a high point for the year. The agency that is supposed to bail you out if your bank goes bust might soon need a bailout of its own. Here's Marketplace's Steve Henn.
Every time the FDIC shuts down a bank, it has to tap into its insurance fund to make sure depositors get their money back. So Edward Haddis, who covers the banking industry for the website Breaking Views, says the FDIC's financial troubles are no surprise.
You're in the middle of the worst recession since the Great Depression. It's centered on the financial sector, and banks are failing all over the country.
The FDIC is running short on cash, but it won't go under. In a pinch, it can borrow money from the U.S. Treasury, or it can raise the fees it charges banks for insurance. But regulators are also looking for help from private equity firms. They're hoping to convince that industry to invest some of its $450 billion in assets in bailing out struggling banks.
The basic problem is that private equity works on a model that's based on leverage, on borrowing.
Haddis says troubled banks need more cash, not more debt. But to lure private equity into the banking business, the FDIC released new rules yesterday reducing the amount of money buyout firms need to invest in the banks they buy. In Washington, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
A little later this morning, FDIC Chair Sheila Bair gives her quarterly briefing, so she'll say how much is left in reserves and maybe how her agency plans to shore up its accounts. Also this morning, Boeing says its long-delayed 787 will be ready for its first flight by year-end and its first delivery in the fourth quarter next year. That jet has been delayed by production issues.
American Public Media presents the Marketplace Whiteboard, videos unwrapping the basics of the financial crisis. You can watch them anytime at marketplace.org.
A report out this week said the value of all the taxable property in California has fallen, and that hasn't happened since the Great Depression. Sounds like a good time for a garage sale. Marketplace's Sam Eaton turned in this report.
It's Arnold's California Gold Rush Garage Sale, and everything must go. Staplers.
Late-night talk shows may be poking fun at California's plans to sell unused state property. But this Jimmy Kimmel skit isn't that far from reality.
$2, a pair of Maria's leg warmers, $8, signed.
Beginning Friday, bargain hunters can snap up everything from decommissioned highway patrol motorcycles to $5 coat racks and police-confiscated jewelry. It's being called the Great California Garage Sale. But UCLA economist Jerry Nicholsberg says when it comes to generating cash, great may not be the best choice of words, even if Governor Schwarzenegger did autograph a few Crown Victoria cruisers.
If it sells for $1,400 instead of $1,000 in a state that just cut $25 billion in spending, it doesn't really matter very much for fiscal policy.
Nicholsberg says what California really needs is economic growth. In Los Angeles, I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
And you can see a slideshow of the Golden State Garage Sale when you go to our website, marketplace.org. Finally, the city of New Haven, Connecticut says it has lost $500,000 to residents who avoid taxes by registering their cars out of state. So the city plans to send agents into the streets at night with infrared cameras to photograph every license plate they see. Then they'll check whether the car owner actually lives in town. Some residents say the idea of late-night license plate spies seems kind of creepy, but the mayor said, quote, if everybody plays by the rules, everybody pays less. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. Thanks for tuning in this morning. At our website, our question of the day on our trading floor is, has the recession forced you to start over? We'd love to hear your story at marketplace.org. Have a good Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.